welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our Now Playing series. And we were looking at the movie Twisters. We're always highlighting films in this series, talking about how the messages of the movies, how do they compare or contrast to the gospel, to the story of the scriptures. And in Twisters, if you've seen the movie, you know basically, there's a girl named Kate and her four friends. They want to go out and tame a tornado. They're scientists, budding scientists, and they want to help the people of Oklahoma by taming tornadoes. They send super absorbent material up into the tornado and try to collapse the tornado, try to cause it to dissipate before it does any damage. And she tries, she fails. Three of her friends end up being killed, and so she basically runs from that whole season of life. She goes to New York City. She tries to forget what has happened in the past. She doesn't talk to her friends or family from the past. And eventually, Javi comes to her, and her friend Javi comes and says, "I need you to come back. I need you to face, you know, what has happened in the past." And I won't ruin all the movie for you. You can go see it if you haven't already. But I took us to basically Exodus 2, 3, and 4. I was reading Exodus 2 and 3 and 4 and Moses' story in my personal time as I was prepping for Twisters. And it just struck me how many parallels there are. You know, Moses grows up in Egypt, in Pharaoh's household, tries to at one point in time help his Israelite brothers and sisters, and it goes horribly. He ends up killing an Egyptian. His Jewish brothers and sisters reject him. Pharaoh tries to kill him, and he has to run. He runs into the wilderness and spends 40 years in Midian as a shepherd. Eventually, God comes to him, though, and says, "Moses, you have to go back." And while there are some key similarities, there are some really big differences. In the film, a big question in the film is sort of, you know, how do you face the past? How do you deal with the pain of the past? And just in my opinion, watching the film, the answer was not super satisfactory. It was basically, you know, you need to face the past. Face the past. At one point in time, one of the main characters says, you know, you don't face your fears, you ride them. I don't even know what that means, but, you know, it's a movie about Twisters, and he's like I think he's called the Tornado Wrangler or something like that. I'm not making this up, seriously. But it's sort of this, like, face the past, and if you can have a do-over and you can get it right this time, that makes everything better. One pastor friend of mine said, it seems like the movie's almost saying that the answer to past pain is future success. You know, if you can come back, if you can face it and you can win this time, then that makes up for what happened in the past. But that's maybe to a certain extent, but it's not how that works in real life. And I think the Bible offers such a deeper and better answer to that of how do I deal with something in the past that I did that was wrong? How do I deal with something in the past that someone else did that was wrong to me? How do I deal with this failure in the past that maybe I've let kind of define me? And the short answer to that, and there's a much longer answer under this, but the short answer is you walk with God. You enter into a relationship with God. And as you walk with God, you find out that the Lord has the authority to forgive past sin. Not only does he have the authority, but he's done everything necessary to forgive us of our sin, past, present, and future, through what Christ has done. You see that God has the power to heal past wounds, that he doesn't waste anything. In fact, he can take what's happened to us in the past and not only bring healing, but he can use those things in our lives to give us an opportunity to minister to others. He can take past failures and really help us understand that those past failures don't define us. We're defined by our identity in him. And even our past failures can be things that really point people to the goodness of who God is. This is something we see over and over and over in the scriptures. And I was using Moses as an example of this, right? God sends him back to Egypt, and it's not primarily about Moses. It's not primarily about Moses facing his past, though he does have to do that. But it's about God using Moses to show people who he is. But in the process, right, Moses is going to see that his past was not wasted. The 40 years in the wilderness was not wasted. He's going to spend the next 40 years, right? He spent 40 years shepherding sheep in Midian. He's going to spend the next 40 years shepherding the people of Israel in the wilderness. God is using everything that's happened in Moses' life for a purpose, for Moses' ultimate good and for the glory of the Lord. And those are promises we cling to. I come back to Romans 8:28 a lot, that God is working in all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And so when we come to this question of dealing with the past, whether it's past sin or past regret or past hurt or past failure, as we walk with God and we learn to trust him and we see his sovereignty, as we learn more about who he is and the way in which he works, we have these incredible promises that God forgives, he heals, and he does not waste anything. In fact, he works in all things, even the difficulty of the past, for our ultimate good and for his glory. I want to take a moment and pray for you, and then encourage you to take a moment and reflect and just to pray for yourself. Father, we thank you, story after story in the scriptures, culminating with the life of Jesus himself and the crucifixion and the resurrection. We see that, God, you take things in our lives that are hard and difficult and seem, and sometimes are verifiably just bad, and yet you turn them around for good. God, thank you. You are the God who can redeem the past and change our present and our future. And Father, we thank you for that. And God, will you help us to trust you? Will you help us to take past regret and past pain, past failure, to bring it to your feet and to trust you, God, that you have the ability and the authority, the power to forgive and to heal and to give us new identities in Christ. We love you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray and think. Reflect for yourself.